Well, welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, all this week, we're bringing you some of the best chefs and restaurateurs Chicago has to offer who are up for the James Beard Award, which are taking place on Monday the 2nd at the Lyric Opera. One of the big categories for our hometown chefs is the category of Best Chef Great Lakes. It's all Chicago. Every single nominee is a Chicago chef, and it includes Lee Wolin, the chef at Boca in Lincoln Park. Wolin is a chef and partner at the Contemporary American Hotspot. Wolin was named 2015 Best Chef by the Chicago Tribune, and he joins me now. Chef Wolin, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Congratulations on the nomination. What's it mean to you to be nominated in this category?
It's an honor, you know, to be nominated by your peers. Obviously, the Beards are huge awards for the industry, and it says a lot when your peers are the ones that vote for you.
Obviously, you've been around the James Beards. You know, the James Beards are here last year. I mean, for you to be nominated, and there's some stiff competition in this category, what does it mean, not just for you, but for your restaurant, Boca?
I think it definitely, you know, it's enthusiastic for the kitchen staff. You know, they like working in a kitchen that obviously wins awards, and also, you know, it creates business, not just the kitchen staff, the front of the house as well, that, you know, the more notoriety and around the country, and it brings tourists here as opposed to just locals. So I think big awards like this definitely create a lot of buzz, not just citywide, but countrywide, and that brings business. And the busier we are, usually the happier and more money people can make, and the more sustainable the restaurant is, and the more people we can have in the kitchen working.
Obviously, so many different chefs have been up for this award, and such great names have won in the Great Lakes category. But, you know, there is this sort of celebrity culture around awards and about winning the James Beard Award. How do you sort of sidestep the trappings of just in it for awards and awards only?
Awards are definitely important. I think, you know, in this day and age, awards are becoming, I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate, but more important, and a lot of people seem to definitely cook for awards. I don't really believe in that. I think the food kind of needs to stand for itself, and if awards come, they come. I mean, you can look at, you know, restaurants like the French Laundry that were in the middle of nowhere, and no one really knew what was going on out there, and all of a sudden the food is so good that it drew the people from San Francisco and everywhere else around the country to go eat at. It wasn't like Napa Valley had awards that people were talking about at the time when the French Laundry opened, right. And I think that's kind of a testament to what he does, and that's kind of my belief as well, that if you cook great food and have great service, then awards come, as opposed to doing it backwards.
Chef, what drew you to Chicago? You know, obviously you worked at the Peninsula and Boca, you're the chef and the partner, but what drew you to this town to cook food?
I'm from Cleveland originally, and, you know, living in New York for a bit, in Europe for a bit, I just wanted to be somewhere semi-close to home, that, and no knock on Cleveland, I love Cleveland, but, you know, I don't know if the food scene is exactly the same as Chicago, and Chicago has an amazing food scene and an amazing quality of life as well. While living in a big city, you also feel like you're, you know, you can have a car here and afford a car and drive to the suburbs or drive to Michigan and still cook in a town that has the best chefs in the world and still be able to eat great ethnic food, which usually doesn't really exist much outside of cities, so that's why we chose here.
I read somewhere that with Boca, you really want to take on the concept of fine dining, because it's not, when you hear that necessarily fine dining, there seems to be some entry point issues where some people are like, well, I don't want to fine dine. That means expensive, or that means, you know, hoity-toity and white tablecloths, and I don't want to be a part of it. With Boca and the work that you're doing in Chicago and expanding to not just chef but partner, you really want to challenge fine dining.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fine dining, I think there's a lot of people who take it kind of however they want. I mean, fine dining is different to a lot of people. I guess to my parents, fine dining could be, you know, in a nice Italian restaurant that has white tablecloths. But, you know, Alenia's fine dining, Grace's fine dining. But I also think that, you know, they changed their thoughts to what fine dining was 20 years ago or even 10 years ago, because people don't love to be, you know, stressed at the table about how they should eat or how they should act, or if a phone dings, are they going to get looked at, you know, wrongly. I think for us it's really important to have the same level of service and the same level of food that you could get at any fine dining restaurant in the world or the country and still feel comfortable. I think that's what the culture around the country is going to, you know, wood tables. And I think like Noma, you know, that's the best restaurant in the world or was, and it's wood tables and, you know, kitchen servers, the cooks serve the food. So I think it just takes away that edge of maybe arrogance at times. That's what we believe in as well.
You know, I mentioned your chef and partner. You've been chef. You've been sous chef at some of the best restaurants in the world, like you mentioned, not only in Europe but in New York City, at the Peninsula here in Chicago. But what does it mean for you to be chef and partner? Does it change the way you look at your job?
I don't know if it changed the way I look at my job per se, but it definitely, you know, changes your responsibility factor of the restaurant. It definitely makes you overlook the restaurant as a whole as opposed to just the kitchen. And, you know, as a partner, you obviously get profits. There's no hiding that. It's the same thing as a bonus. You know, people who get bonuses usually care a little bit more about what goes on in that company because, obviously, the more money you make, the more bonus you get. So if it helps more to not throw out the fennel tops and make oil out of them or to make vinegar out of them, and as opposed to buying fennel oil or whatever it may be, it obviously makes sense. So I think it to know that, you know, the better you do for the restaurant, the more I can get out of it, the more my sous chefs, and it all trickles down, and the better it is for everybody. So the better I am with business and food costs and labor costs, it's not just for my profits. It's then we can get a new pasta extruder and we can get, you know, new cutting boards. It's not getting bonuses isn't always only for myself. It's for everybody in the restaurant to get a new host stand, to get new computers.
Yeah. Nice little trip to Crate and Barrel. Get yourself.
Correct.
Well, Lee, let me ask, you know, this is not a new story, but, you know, Chicago has become a world-class culinary city. I mean, you know, we've had guests on the program that say it's more than anywhere else in this country, including New York City, that Chicago has become, obviously, with the James Beards coming here. For you, being someone who has worked in several different cities and continents at this point, what makes Chicago special? What do you think of Chicago as a culinary city?
I mean, I think the coolest thing is, like, it's pretty tight-knit. I mean, to be with chefs like Paul Kahn and Rick Bayless and, you know, our neighbors, Grant Atkins, but to, like, just be able to, like, I mean, I've only been a chef for 3.5 years now and only in Chicago where I've, like, had a head chef title, but, like, to be able to text them and, like, ask them a question or to run into the kitchen next door to Lenia, like, it's kind of cool. You know, he's been around for a lot longer than I have, and he's, if not the greatest chef ever in our country, if not the world, it's pretty cool that chefs of this caliber, you know, I think it's really tight-knit here, and chefs are really friendly. And even though it's competition, you know, it's still a family. And I don't believe you see that everywhere else in large cities.
With the James Beards here in Chicago, this weekend's going to be huge, not just for, you know, the people coming to Chicago, but the restaurants. What do you have planned? You know, what's special about this weekend for you guys, especially with all the parties and all the things that are happening around the city?
We actually have a backyard Boca Shake Shack and Bang Bang Pie barbecue on Sunday night from 4 to 7 on our patio, and there's going to be a band, drinks, burgers. We're doing canapes. Bang Bang's doing pies. It's $40 a person, all you can eat and drink, and I think it's pretty amazing.
That's great. Well, Lee Wolin is up for Best Chef Great Lakes category in the James Beards, which take place on Monday the 2nd at the Lyric. You got your tuxedo? You ready to rock?
I do.
That's always a good question to ask people. And the last time you put it on, it might be tight.
It's actually the same suit from my wedding. That was only 6 months ago, so it better not
there
be
you go.
Tight, but there's a problem.
Well, congratulations to Chef Lee Wolin from Boca in Lincoln Park on the nomination, and good luck on Monday night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.